Now we're now going to go through the definitions of certain sorts of dispersed systems. These ones are going to be the targets in the test because they're the most likely dispersed systems that you'll bump into. So the first one then, the general class is a lyophobic colloid, but if it's in the case of water as a dispersion medium, we'd call it a hydrophobic colloid, which is meaning solvent hating. And the example would be muddy water. So in the case of muddy water then, the characteristics of the dispersed phase particle are that it's totally insoluble in the medium. And those particles can be aggregates of small molecules or ions clustered together. We don't form these things spontaneously. We're going to have to deliberately drive the formation of these dispersed phase. And it's not thermodynamically stable with respect to separation back into two separate phases again. The two separate phases would be we would have the mud, the physical inorganic solid sitting at the bottom of the beaker, and we'd have the water above it. Thermodynamically, that's where this will head. The speed, though, is never specified. Okay, remember there's a distinction between thermodynamics and kinetics. The thermodynamics says that energetically we'll end up eventually in two separate phases. The kinetics says how fast is this, and we're not commenting on that at the moment. So in this example down at the bottom, which used to be done in first year down in Townsville until I arrived, and then after we decided we wouldn't do it in Cairns because it was too dangerous, they then outlawed it down in Townsville as well. They're making a arsenic sulfide colloid, and this arsenic sulfide colloid then is in the right size range, so 10 nanometers to 1 micrometers. The characteristics of arsenic is clearly a highly toxic material. And what we know from the previous slides is that these colloid particles carry a huge surface area, so they're highly reactive. So this was a little bit of a dangerous thing to make at first year level because you're making then something with a highly reactive surface area containing arsenic. So if you spill it inadvertently on yourself, you're into some major sort of toxicological